Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
There's a trove of musical instruments on display at the Massachusetts Museum of Contemporary Art in North Adams that can make you feel like Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk, waiting for the giant to return for a jam session. They're in an installation called No Experience Required, where everyone is encouraged to play the Franken instruments created by beloved Bennington College professor Gunnar Schoenbeck. Schoenbeck died in 2005, and when his collection needed a home, another musician, who's also Paul Simon's music director, helped bring it to Mass MoCA. WBUR Artery reporter Andrea Shea spoke with him and brings us a sound piece about the interactive Gunnar Schoenbeck installation.
My name is Mark Stewart, and I'm standing here in the new Building 6 of Mass MoCA, and I'm going to play for you the 9-foot banjo. To make a 9-foot banjo, you need a giant drum. Because a banjo is just a drum with a neck put on it. When Gunnar went to make a 9-foot banjo, he needed a big drum. I had heard tales of these remarkable instruments. And so when I got word that they were at risk, and that if I wanted to see them, I would have to move quickly, I moved quickly. And when I discovered this fantastic collection, the very first day I walked in, and I knew they had to be preserved. Bennington, of course, was looking for a path for this remarkable work, and they were not able to offer institutional support anymore. The great man himself was no longer alive. It's a remarkable collection, but it's huge. Suddenly you realize you're looking at the inside of a piano. All the mechanisms, all the furniture has been stripped away, and you're stuck with all these strings laid bare for us all to play, to touch, to pluck, to whack, to bow, to sing into and hear the sympathetic resonance. You know, just a wonderful idea. And he had four of these in the space at Bennington. Four pianos he had saved from the dumpster and laid out on these rolling tables so that they could be moved around and played. That doesn't mean it's easy to roll them. Over here, straight across, looks like a swing set, but it's bedecked with wonderful pieces of wood. It's a vertical xylophone. He didn't do any grave robbing, but he certainly did some dumpster diving. And there is nothing like that, a really fine city dump, to find some great sound-making materials. Let's make a 2x4 marimba that's 12 feet long. Let's make some conga drums out of jet fighter fuel tanks. Let's grab a bunch of leaf springs from the dump and weld them onto a scuba tank and make who knows what. We'll find out after we do it. And then, whoa, that's pretty cool. And on to the next one, you know. That was his trip. There on the wall, one of Gunnar's quotes, everything has its sound, you just have to bring it out. And if you believe that, then every man's trash is your treasure. There's very few things that don't have potential for sound making. And Gunnar certainly understood that.
That is pretty cool. That was Mark Stewart, musician and the curator behind the installation of Gunnar Schoenbeck's gigantic musical instruments, now on display at Mass MoCA, which just opened in Building 6. Our sound portrait was produced by WBUR's Andrea Shea. And we have pictures of the instruments on our website. You can go to radioboston.org to see them. Stay with us coming up when Bob Dylan crashed Newport and shook up the folk world more than 50 years ago. Stay with us. I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.